All right, we should pray, it says in Revelation, that you should be worthy to escape all these things that are coming. Either you'll be like Enoch and be taken up like Enoch and Elisha, or you will be changed in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. The dead in Christ shall rise, and we who are alive shall be caught up in the air with him. Or you'll be able to escape these things, because you will be in the Lord, and he will give you that anointing. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. What a little Psalm 20, which is titled the assurance of God's rescue, but Psalm 19 is right before it, which is the perfect revelation. And I'm just going to read a few passages. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and the words to the end of the world. All right, these are talking about the skies, are talking about the things of God. And in their circuit, that they talk about the laws and the timepieces and the clocks and the commandments and the fear of the Lord. It says, is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. And sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb, because moreover, by them your servant is warned. And in keeping them, there is great reward. These are huge blessings. And then Psalm 20, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. We are setting up our banners now. And we are setting up the rod of his testimony. That God is righteous, as in the days of Enoch. That the elders and those teachers of righteousness will stand up and declare that Micha Moka, who is like our God amongst all the gods, there is no one. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, may the King answer us when we call. And this is the vision I had at the end of that prayer call, which I read you some of the transcript about the testimony of Rachel, the testimony of the righteous. And in the spiritual realm, I saw these huge bars, like prison bars. And they were barring the way. And then a very strong supernatural being pulled the bars apart in order for him to go through. And he took his arm, his right arm, through the bars, and he pounded his fist on the earth and the temporal realm until this great shaking began to happen before he stepped through the prison bars and the opening. And the reason this, is so significant, because I believe that this was a spiritual being, a strong man sent by God. And there is this breakthrough coming, and it's huge. God is not going to leave us or forsake us. Now let's tie this up with Psalm 74. And conclusion, it's I suggest you read it all the way. It just talks about warfare and why God seems to cast us off, and we're having this difficult time. It's a very long psalm, but I'm going to read it. Oh God, why have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pastor? Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance, which you have redeemed, the Mount Zion, where you have dwelt. Lift up your feet to the perpetual desolations. The enemy has damaged everything in the sanctuary. Your enemies roar in the midst of your meeting places. They set up their banners for signs. They seem like men who lift up axes among the thick trees, and now they break down its carved work all at once. With axes and hammers they have set fire to your sanctuary. They have defiled the dwelling place of your name to the ground, and they've said in their hearts, let us destroy them altogether. They have burned up all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see our signs. There is no longer any prophet. Nor is there any among us who knows how long, O God, how long will the adversary reproach? Will the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why do you withdraw your hand, even your right hand? Take it out of your bosom and destroy them. For God is my king from of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your strength, and you broke the heads of the sea serpents in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gave him as food to the people inhabiting the wilderness. And this is a type of Moses delivering out of Pharaoh's hands. Pharaoh was a serpent worshiper. He worshiped Leviathan. You broke open the fountain and the flood. You dried up mighty rivers. The day is yours and the night is also yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all of the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Lord, and that a foolish people have blasphemed your name. O, do not deliver the life of your turtle dove to the wild beasts. Do not forget the life of your poor forever. Have respect to the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. O, do not let the oppressed return to shame. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches you daily. Do not forget the voice of your enemies. And the tumult of those who rise up against you increases continually. I'm going to go on to Psalm 75. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your wondrous works. Declare that your name is near. When I choose the proper time, I will judge uprightly. Timing, the appointed time. The earth and all its inhabitants are dissolved. I set up its pillars firmly. I said to the boastful, do not deal boastfully, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Remember the little horn, blaspheming God? Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck, for exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another, for in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is fully mixed, and he pours it out. Surely its dregs shall all the wicked of the earth drain and drink down. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked I will also cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Amen and amen. So be it.